Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to P4P Real Talk, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Now, if anybody remembers, last week we had basically called a fella that was just good at basically reaching through the BS and showing the truth of what's going on out there, because something has happened that is kind of a backlash to good health, and that's nonsense using bits and pieces of good health, but not in a healthy way. And, you know, it's like a new version, like Go Science 2.0, I guess. And it's becoming, without regulation, it's becoming the point where people are going back to doing things that are damaging to their bodies and harmful to their health, and thinking they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do to be in a healthy fashion. And it's just not that way right now. So I'm going to ask Leif, you there?
Yep, I just called in. So you might have to catch me up to speed, though.
Okay, it's we're doing the part two of the Bro Science and the nonsense that's being put out there, and you know, just the gimmicks and the what they say on EPN, the trickeration, you know, to try and get a selling point. And you know, it's to the point now where people's health is just not the main concern anymore. And you know, it's almost like what happened with the big box gyms when it came to personal training, where they just said, you know, we're more about the sales and getting the money for the personal training, but the real focus isn't really on the training itself. And it's almost like that now with the coaches. Well, I don't want to call them coaches because they're not, and I don't want to call them nutritionists because they're not. Like, they've basically taken, hacked into a little bit of information and basically taken that and line their pockets, but they're really doing a lot of damage to people's metabolism and health. And, you know, as somebody that has to, you know, you have to deal with recovering these people, that's got to be a lot of stress and strain. And, you know, being a dad now and husband, that's got to be kind of stressful when you have to see that kind of metabolism and you know, as a genuinely sincere person, but they're left in a state of bad health or poor health. How do you bring them back? Two, how do you basically give them enough information where they can spread it to others, where they're not, they can be the only one? Because, you know, it's a sad state of affairs, but if we have to have one damage, it's better to have that one than 10 that know them.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. You know, it's really, it's hard. You know, this for the people that are not only educated but actually have a passion for not just the sport but actually helping people, this is really hard to watch. You know, because rebuilding metabolic capacity, getting both men and women just hormonally balanced and getting them back on the right track, you know, that's not just a profession. You know, it's something that, you know, I'm emotionally invested in. You know, the top coaches, they're emotionally invested in every single person that reaches out to them to help. And it's really hard to see. You know, because we're not just talking about aesthetics. We're not talking about a bodybuilding stage. I mean, we're talking about just general well-being and just the quality of life. You know, because this is carrying over into, you know, their relationships. You know, not only with food, but with their significant other, with their children. You know, and the damage that is being done by some of these, and I can't even call them professionals, but for some of these people, and even some with great followings and huge popularities, because you have all these Instagram coaches and, you know, the get fit quick schemes, you know, and they have such massive followings. It's really, really hard to watch. And unfortunately, you know, when somebody reaches out for help, you know, damage has been done. And it's not like we can address these things with the snap of a finger and we wave our magic wand and make it better. And that's where the difficulty is, where, you know, I very rarely, you know, the beautiful creation that is the human body, it's resilient. It truly is. And even if the body's downregulated, even if we have, you know, you've been through a suboptimal prep and you've done, I hate to use the word damage, but you've done, the body's downregulated. And you're feeling the symptoms and, you know, and the effects of that. You know, typically we can turn things around relatively quickly. But that's a process that you can't force. You can't make the body do something. We just have to create an optimal environment and allow the metabolism to kind of get back up and running. And that takes patience. And that's where the difficulty is, because oftentimes it might seem from, you know, if an individual is kind of in uncharted territory and we're going to try to, we're in damage control mode. You know, the show is over. They've already put on 30 pounds of body fat in a relatively short period of time. And now they're scrambling. They feel uncomfortable. They feel uncomfortable with themselves. So the last thing typically that they instinctively would want to do is to start, you know, reintroducing food when they're already so far kind of, you know, coming out of the show looking great. And then things start to happen. You know, the fat starts piling on, even though their metabolic capacity is still so low. They're not eating too much food, or at least what they would think would be too much food. But it seems like any time that they kind of bump up that caloric intake, they start putting on body fat. And it's the hardest thing. It's the whole reverse diet, the whole damage control mode of, you know, a reckless prep, it truly is more psychological. You know, it's more difficult psychologically than it is physiologically. The physiological process is relatively easy. It still takes execution. It still takes time, but you can do it. But it's just the mind game. And this includes both men and women. But the mind game of what we're doing now, what we're doing at this point, it's a necessary evil and it's a means to an end where we can't focus on, granted, you just put on 25 pounds of fat, but we need to get your body up and running before we start addressing fat loss. You know, I use an analogy about, you know, having a vehicle. If the vehicle has been damaged by a reckless driver that was in the driver's seat, you know, a couple months back, and they've legitimately done damage, that damage needs to be repaired before we start cruising down the road again. You know, because if we just try to cruise down the road, we're in a rough spot. We're going to break down.
Yeah, that's a great
We're
going to
have difficulty. And that really, I mean, that actually parallels many different things, not only in terms of the vehicle being, you know, parallel to the human body, but there's a lot of mechanics out there that they think they know what they're doing. And, you know, prep coaches think they know what they're doing. Professionals think they know what they're doing. You know, me personally, if my car broke down, I don't know anything about cars. You know, if I'm in uncharted territory and I want to get my car repaired, I want to get my car fixed, or even if my car is running fine, but I want to supercharge it, I'm not just going to blindly go to the Joe Schmo down the road. I'm going to look into referrals, you know, because I don't know. I want to make sure that I'm going to somebody who is qualified. And it's amazing. Our fitness industry, Kalen, our fitness industry is messed up. Messed up. You know, in what other profession does doing one show make you qualified literally to help anybody?
Yes.
That's like me pumping my gas saying, all right, I'm ready to fix cars now. I mean, it's just, I have no idea. You know, but this is our health. You know, we can laugh about, you know, having that analogy with the car. This is us, our bodies. Yeah, we are trusting people that they're not qualified. They're not qualified at all. Anyways, you know, we have that burning passion and we're ready. That fire is ignited where I want to change. I want to change. This is the new me. You know, Operation Domination has begun, and they will blindly follow what somebody else is saying with the trust where this person must know what they're doing. Yet, you know, a majority of the times, there's more bad coaches than there are good. There's more, you know, the negative get-fit-quick schemes than there is good scientifically sound programs. and they just they weed through these people. They take their money, they crash the body, and then they toss them aside, and they'll move on to the next. You know, it's really hard to watch, and you know, somebody who has, you know, especially, you know, over the last few years now, has built actually a proven track record of, you know, taking these damaged vehicles and teaching them the proper way to not only get the body back up and running, but then transition back into the proper way to get the physique that they want. You know, it's hard to watch. I mean, it really is. It's hard to watch.
Really.
So with first things being first then, and those kind of experience you just talked about being common, how do you go about rebuilding the trust then of someone who's already had a quote-unquote bad coach? Because without that, it's I would think, pretty hard to get anyone to follow a recovery program, especially when they're experiencing uncomfortable things like gaining weight as part of the process.
That's where it's really tough. You know, like you said, coming out of a bad prep, people are they're a little bit they're scared, and rightfully so. You know, one of the things that I do, luckily we do have some amazing coaches in our industry. When somebody first reaches out to me, I want to make sure that this is I'm confident in my ability, but I want to make sure that, you know, the client's not only a good fit, but I feel it's a good fit for me. I want to make sure that I'm a good fit for them. So right off the bat, mm-hmm. we go over just, you know, kind of about them. Because a lot of the questions, unless I know about them, about their specific scenario, really, I can't give any answers. I can't, you know, if they ask me a question, unless I know a little bit of the background information, I don't have a cookie-cutter answer. So I almost sound incompetent. You know, without that background information, my answer 99% of the time is, well, I don't know, or it depends. So we begin with questions, you know, trying to feel out where they're at right now, what baselines have been established, what was done prior, you know, kind of what they're looking to achieve. And then we go into, you know, just discussing where they want to go, some timelines or scenarios where I feel that is, you know, definitely doable, practical, and realistic. But I also throw in these other things. When I give a recommendation, at least at this point, I encourage them, even if, you know, whether it's with me or with another coach, you know, this is kind of, these are the things that I feel that are going to be best for you. And if you feel that maybe you and I maybe aren't a good fit, I would, you know, I can definitely give you a list of referrals of other people to reach out to. And I encourage a potential client, and it's not me detouring business, it's them making an informed choice. I'll give them a list of the coaches that I feel that are credible, and then I can confidently refer them to. And what I love is when they reach out to these coaches, and the coaches, the credible coaches, the great world-class coaches, they're all kind of saying the same thing. That's when that proverbial, what kind of light bulb goes off, because it's everybody has their own philosophies. Nowadays, everybody thinks they know what they're talking about. So it's great when I can refer others to, you know, a Cliff Wilson, a Brian Alstrom, a John Gorman, you know, and we all kind of are saying not the same thing, but we're saying similar things of timelines of, you know, because a lot of times somebody's going to come to you, you know, male or female, reckless prep, and, well, I want to do, you know, I want you to rebuild my metabolism, you know, and my body, but I want to do a show in 7 months. You know, mm-hmm. what they need a little dose of, I understand, like, the desire of that and where their mindsets is. Mm-hmm. I can't dismiss their want, but what they need is they need to realize the bigger picture, and you can't kind of go in too many different directions at once. So, I mean, step exactly. one, let's get you back up and running. And then we can start looking at a calendar. And for one, I mean, I could preach to them all they want. If they, you know, competing, it's an addictive sport in a good way and unfortunately in a bad way. So it's nice for them to hear from others just kind of reiterating kind of a big picture plan. So, like, mm-hmm. it's talking through it. It's a lot of talking through, addressing their preferences and their desires, and not dismissing them Acknowledging that, okay, I understand that you want to compete in 7 months, but kind of here's where we're at, and then lay out some other options. I'm not against, as long as it's not compromising health, I don't mind taking somebody who is, maybe metabolically they're not 100%. They're not 100%. Instead of just turning them away because they're adamant, I want to compete. I want to compete in 4 months or 5 months. I will, in a lot of scenarios, we can go ahead and we can grind it out. Like I said, the human body is resilient, and we're not as fragile as someone. When people throw out the words like metabolic capacity and metabolic damage as a sales pitch, we're not as fragile as some people make us out to be. But I don't mind pushing, being a little bit more aggressive than I would like to be, as long as they are 100% clear that once that show is over, because they're honestly. If we turn them away because we don't feel that they're ready to compete, your baselines are set too low, cardio baselines are set too high. If we just turn them away, they're probably going to compete anyways. So yeah. I can encourage them to maybe make a different choice. But if they're adamant, I want to compete. Most often I'll take them on as long as they understand once the show is over, the journey's not over. I'm not going to throw you to the wolves. We need to then put just as much attention into transitioning into your off season to get the body up and running again. And if they're willing to do that, if they're truly willing to do that, then we can kind of move forward with that. A lot of it is like everything we do now primes the body for the next step. And as long as they're on board with that, sometimes we have a little bit of flexibility of what we can do. But yeah, it's hard to talk somebody out of competing. If that fire's been lit, it's hard to talk them out, even if it is in their best interest. So it's tough. It's definitely a tough call.
It's very tough. And I was thinking about when we've been to a couple of shows together, and to see the people that even though they've been basically abused, they still don't lose the love of the competition. So I can see what you mean about having that fire to do it. But also when you talk about the people that are basically saying, come hell or high water, I want to be that champion. And I mean, by hook or by crook, it's going to happen. So, I get that. And then there's the people that are basically destroyed because, their first show was the worst thing that could have ever happened. Yeah. And, they've basically been abused to the point, they hate this industry, and I've seen it happen, and it hurts to hear, because the same love I have for it, they have that same kind of hate, and it hurts to hear that. And I want to bring them out, and that's why we're doing these shows, the back to back, because it does sound kind of doom and gloom, but at some point it does become that if people are being tricked into destroying their body, like you're saying, because I can't imagine anyone saying this is okay to do for a trophy. It's worth all that time, all that effort for one freaking trophy, and you've got, like you said, family, you've got friends, you've got your job, you've got your play time, everything centers around good health, and that's the one thing you're taking out of the mix. And, it's like without the regulation that we need to, like you said, if we're not recommending you to somebody, or somebody's not recommending me to somebody, or Daz or anybody, if you can't have one good word said about you, it should be cause for concern. But the fact that people are even scared to ask, because, it is messed up. If you can go into a gym, and, the person that's basically, the one that's damaged their body the most and still live to tell about it is the coach. That's frightening in itself.
Yep.
And, and then you got the other one, basically, that, like you said, that did the one show and placed well because they had either a good coach or nutritionist, and they're saying, well, this isn't hard at all. I can do just as much as or better as the person that taught me. And that's funny, because you figure if you're just complimenting the coach or nutritionist, by saying, you know, this is easy, because basically they said it in a language you can understand clearly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have these, you know, these, again, the in the day and age of social media, you know, and internet networking and everything, there's so many large, you know, teams and very popular coaches out there working with huge numbers of competitors. And basically, mm-hmm. it's they approach this as a dieting contest. Throw them on tilapia and asparagus, and if they have a couple hundred clients, a few of them will actually, they'll look good. They're genetically elite. And unfortunately, those are the ones that they will market, and they will, you know, have the testimonies with, which pulls in a whole new crop of athletes to ruin with maybe a couple success stories. You know, that's one of the things where we see with internet marketing and social media. We see success stories. But you have to ask yourself, for every one success story, how many individuals have they ruined? Not only competitively, but just with their life. You know, and those are the stories that I wish got just as much attention as these, you know, as the quote-unquote success stories. You know, somebody won their pro card, you know, but for every one person that achieved that, like I said, you have a whole, there's a wake of destruction. You know, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. And you don't want, you know, very few people want to step on toes. We don't want to offend anybody, so nobody speaks up. But when is enough enough? And that's why, you know, I think it's great that you're shining some light on this whole topic. People need to know. You know, people, they need to know that this isn't okay. And you know what? And it's not even necessary. You can get ready for a show. Granted, it takes execution, and it takes, you know, precision, and it does take you know, a certain amount of sacrificing, but the foundation of our sport, it's built on health and wellness. You know, we can't completely throw that aside, but unfortunately, mm-hmm. like you said, I mean, that's kind of what we're left right now, where they actually take pride in living like a Spartan and the suffering that they do.
Exactly.
It's not funny. I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, it's not. It's very common. I have to chuckle because I don't like to suffer. I don't think there's any badge of honor in it. I do it, well, to a certain extent, because I know that's what I've committed to. That's part of the game sometimes. But, it's not something I look forward to. So in the grand scheme of all of this, for our folks who are listening, who are maybe in a position that we're talking about, what kind of questions should they be asking as a coach? Coach them on types of questions they could be asking, should be asking, when they're out there looking for someone to help them.
So I think step one is, how are you qualified? Now, that's not to say if you have a bunch of initials behind your name that you're qualified. Actually, I don't believe that at all. You know, because there's a huge difference between memorizing something and knowing something. But again, step one is to make sure that they have some qualifications. A close second is referrals. You know, I would love to be able to, you know, I would love to hear about some of your success stories, some of the people that you've, you know, the individuals that you've worked with. I think that's very important. You know, you don't have to have a PhD, in protein synthesis or, you know, anything like that in order to be a great, high-quality, caring, and successful coach. But you should have an established track record. I think that's a number one priority, is actually what have they done in this industry. And then just the willingness, like I said, with clients that I work with, I want them to trust me, and I expect them to trust the process. But at no time do I want them to blindly follow me. If they have a question, mm-hmm. I need them to ask. Because once we, whether it's for the stage of life or they are actually prepping for the competitive stage, when they make that amazing transformation and somebody sees them 16 weeks from now and they say, oh, you look incredible. What did you do? Like, I'm not against referral business, but I don't want them to just slide a generic meal plan and say, well, I don't know, I just followed what Leaf told me to do. I didn't do my job then. What I want them to do is explain, this is what I did, and this is why it worked for me. You know, I don't want to be a crutch for my clients. I want to help them learn their own body. And unfortunately, that's what you get. You get a lot of people, they saw great success with, you know, this specific coach. But it's like the only time that they could ever achieve anything is when they were working with that individual. And that's not right to me. You know, as a coach, as a trainer, I'm a teacher. You know, I want to help you understand kind of the actions and the reactions behind what we're doing. You know, and that way you can successfully pay it forward. As opposed to, again,
yes.
You have somebody that does one show, they have a coach, they follow the meal plan, and then, hey, I'm going to be a coach. This is easy. And then they just regurgitate that same meal plan to their clients. You know, that's why we're at where we're at right now, because we have so much memorization instead of learning. And that's it's a recipe for disaster. You know, anybody can parrot what somebody else said, but if you don't truly understand the rationale of why was that recommended in this exact scenario to this specific person, if you can't answer that, maybe this is, and there's no offense, but maybe you're not cut out for this.
Exactly.
You know, so when a potential client or a potential competitor is seeking out, you know, who's a good coach for me, you know, a timely response. You know, if they don't even have the courtesy to respond to you in a timely fashion before they have your money, what do you think they're going to do once they have your money? So that's a clear indication. If they can't respond to you in a timely fashion, you know, again, maybe that person isn't for me. You know, understanding what their philosophy is. You know, are they you know, a straight IIFYM, you know, guy? Are they a straight keto guy? You know, do they have a little bit more flexibility when it comes to outlining programs? You know, that's one thing I think every individual should kind of know what they're getting into. A lot of coaches have their niche. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. No, I always like to be a little bit more flexible in what I'm doing with my clients instead of just being, you know, just kind of putting the blinders on and saying, okay, we're going to be flexible dieting here. You know, there's a lot of different approaches that I like to utilize with my clients, and I feel that works very well just so we don't back ourselves into a corner and we're restricting what we can do. But that is something that I think a potential client or competitor should be asking. And then, like I said, any of the the background questions of, well, you know, I got this answer, you know, well, why do we believe this, or why, you know, what's the rationale behind it? And there should be an explanation, because if you can't explain why you recommended something, the odds are it's because you actually don't know, and it sounded good. It was a flashy, you know, kind of tagline without any substance to it. You know, so I think those inquiry questions, it's going to weed out a lot of the bad coaches that, hey, they may look good themselves, they may sound good, but they're just sales pitches. So always ask questions. You're giving them your money and you're giving them the reins to your health. That's not something to take lightly. No, that's not a decision that you just, you know, you make haphazardly.
Yeah, and then I'm going to piggyback what you were saying earlier about, you know, regurgitated information, because, you know, I remember when we had our psych class and we were given a sentence and we were told to repeat it to the next person and pass it down and pass it down and pass it down. And by the time it got to the end, it wasn't the same sentence. And I think that's what basically has both science get wings, because it flies off into this magic land, thanks, Dad, and becomes this, I don't know, end-all, be-all for everything that you need. And it's nothing even remotely close to where that information started. And it's almost to the point now where people are just basically stalking you guys' pages and throwing out gobbledygook. And that's just a nice way to say it, but that's exactly what's happening. Because, you know, well, Leif Anderson would do this, and I'm thinking, who the heck knows you, calls you by your full name? So it's like, what's going on here, and why, you know, okay, they can't get a life of their own, so they basically take someone else's health and take your life, which would be the information that you are good enough to share with us.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, the unfortunate reality is, and sometimes it's done maliciously, other times it's done, you know, with the best intention, maybe, because, you know, they love this industry and they want to get involved. But at the end of the day, the end result, what they are doing, is the same. You know, so again, you know, I'm really glad that you're able to reach the masses and kind of shed some light to the subject.
Because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Having uncomfortable pauses, as we said, we shed light on subjects. So I really have to forgive us. I think we're both a little tired today, but we're with you. So, you know, and it's, I just have to say, I hope everybody is really, really tuning in and listening. I mean, this is one reason, even though I like to work with people, I don't work with contest prep athletes. Even though I've been competing for a while, I'm one of those that I don't feel that that makes me qualified, and I don't feel like I have enough answers to, you know, formally coach someone to get the results that they need safely. I'm still figuring out my own body, so I don't quite have that comfort zone or level to be able to do that. And for folks who are out there who are feeling like they can do that, I hope you give it a second thought, because I see it a lot. You know, I see people, they coach themselves, they place in the top five, and then all of a sudden they're soliciting competition clients. And I was like, whoa, well, you know, okay, good luck. Maybe it's going to work out, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know,
and
do the
that,
asking
exactly
questions.
Right.
But, you know, ask questions of yourself, too, and make sure that you're really ready to take that step if you want to be in the coaching arena.
No, and that's exactly right. You know, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, knowing your limitations. You know, and I think it's a great point. You know, step one, transform your own body. But we can't ignore the fact that was one body. You know,
yeah.
And we're all individuals, and the approach needs to reflect that we're all individuals. And that one scenario, that one body, even if you could compete it multiple times, again, that's one body. And I think it's a rude awakening for a lot of these coaches that just dive in. They compete once. They place top five. I'm going to start coaching people. And then they start encountering scenarios that they are just not qualified or informed or educated enough to know what to do. So then they start, I think they start reverting back to bro science. And it's just, you're almost reinforcing that, the poor decisions, and you're reinforcing the bro science because you're so far outside of your element, you don't know what else to do. And again, it's a very slippery slope that we get into. So I think it's great where if you know, even if you're well-versed, even if you're a trainer, even if you're a health and wellness coach, you know, if you just aren't at a point in your professional career where you can take on contest prep clients and you just don't feel comfortable doing it, there's nothing wrong with that. And people will, by all means, people are going to come and reach out for help. And they're going to ask you, you know, come on, Dez, you know, prep me, Dez, please just prep me. We just can't get bullied into, not bullied, but you can't get pressured into, you know, kind of stepping into this, because it is kind of serious, and you got to realize the person that you're helping just may, at some point, choose themselves to be a coach. And you're the one who, you know, you've taught them how, you know, kind of the foundation of what their knowledge has been. So it's not just you helping out one person. The things that you're telling this individual, they could be passing down to somebody else, and they'd be passing down to somebody else. And like Kaylin's example of, you know, in psych class, you start watering down information, and even with the best intention, things get misinterpreted and they don't get applied right. And that's how people get hurt. And that's how they get damaged. Not only turning themselves off of the sport and having a little bit of sour taste left in their mouth of the experience, but more importantly, I mean, you could affect their health. So
exactly.
by all means, you know, keep expanding your knowledge, keep learning, but just we got to make sure that if we're truly going to be helping people, make sure that you're qualified to do so.
And you know, especially, amen, like you said, if it's someone's life, I mean, my God, the thing that always just has me just slow down, pause, and really, really think about everything. And I said, you talk about money, you talk about cars, you talk about fame, you talk about anything. It's all with the understanding of good health already being in the mix. And without that, all of the others mean nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing without good health and a good mind and good fitness. And yet, we just bypass it so easily. I mean, just so readily and so easily because, you know, so-and-so, like you said, had got these people that he got and got them on stage and look at all these people that won. I'm thinking, if you knew the thousands of people that are basically destroyed because of that same person, you'd be like, well, wait a minute. That's maybe one out of a thousand. And I remember this fella was going after Lane for a while because Lane Norton didn't know what he's talking about. And I said, this is one of the most passionate guys in the business, in the market. And for somebody to go after him and say he didn't care, I said, well, maybe you haven't ever met Lane. But I think, like you said, he was using bro science to basically go up, say things, and Lane was basically contradicting him with every video and blog he did. So, you know, I put this on my personal page about, you know, a lot of times good, well, not a lot of times, all the time, good will come in conflict with evil because it's always going to basically expose the lie that it is. And there are going to be people you basically rub the wrong way, but you're not going in the wrong direction when you do it. And I think that's the reason why you guys catch so much flack a lot of time is because you are right. And they can't prove you wrong, so basically I'll just start this lie about it. And, you know, I'll get somebody on stage and they'll win, and I'll say, see, I'm right. And basically that person falls apart for 4 months from now, but you figure if you have one out of three people seeing that person win off of a damaged prep, and it happens. I've seen it happen. Off of damaged prep, and then they step on into reality, but they're not in the light anymore. And because, like you said, they don't want to see themselves in that damaged state, they don't post the pictures that are showing the real reality of what has really occurred or what has really transpired. And that's the frightening part, because basically they become the shadow when they should be the foundation of what went wrong. And so many people are ashamed to say that. Then, like you said, bro science basically grows because this person ruined them, and they basically gone into seclusion because they're so ashamed of what they look like now.
Absolutely. You know, and that happened, I know, like most of the things that, you know, we discuss, especially on this show, is referring to the natural realm. But man, you want to talk about the disasters that happen on the NPC side of things, and the example that you just used, that is the dark underbelly of the sport. We have so many individuals. We see them in the gym. We see them on stage. They're the success stories. We reach out to them for help as heck. I mean, look at them. What we don't see, what's not spotlighted, there's no light shining on this. We have male and female in that side of things that they're a wreck. The damage has been done, you know, and now, but here's the thing. They are still, what destroyed their health and that they're struggling with, the emotional effects of it, the sexual side effects of it. You know, they are a mess because of what they have done to their own body. The appalling thing is they are still recommending to others what they did to ruin their own body. So they'll hide in the shadows and they won't post pictures, but they're still an online coach. They're still prepping, you know, person after person. And those individuals, they're seeing success. they're seeing success on the short term side of things. But eventually you got to pay the piper. You know, unfortunately, oftentimes once you realize that, it's too late. Not only have you ruined your own health, you've stood on your soapbox and you preached the gospel of what you thought was right, and you've ruined mm-hmm. other people's lives too. You know, that's why it's just a lot of these horror stories, and I will call them horror stories because that's exactly what they are. They don't get the attention. You know, we see that person in the limelight, the people that we look up to. What we don't see is the turmoil that they're going on in their own lives off the stage because of how they've approached things, whether it's the pharmaceutical end of things or whether it's the growth science, nutritional side of things. The damage has been done, but nobody ever talks about it. And they just keep moving forward. They keep regurgitating this damaging information as if that's what our support is supposed to be like. And it's not. It's absolutely not.
Not even remotely close.
No, sure isn't. Mira, like we said a couple times during the show, that's why we have shows like this. So just to kind of bring things, pull it back around, bring everything into perspective, not everything about natural bodybuilding is bad. There are areas that are definitely watch out. But if you take to heart some of the things that Leif has shared and that Kaylin has shared, you'll be able to avoid those and have your experience be as positive as possible. So that's why we talk to these things in the spirit of health, because we want all of our listeners to have good health and lifelong good health. So if you've never competed before, don't be afraid. I still encourage you to try it if that's where your heart's at. And if you've had a bad experience, there's still hope. So that's part of this too. If you identify with anything that we've shared tonight and you want to get a hold of Leif, you want someone to help you bring it back around, we'll be more than happy to put you in touch with him. He can give you other referrals if you want to follow his advice and talk to other folks as well. So there's definitely hope for it all. And with that, I kind of want to transition a little bit, because we are in the heart of competition season, which is the exciting part of all of this. And there are several shows coming up, and I want to just give a shout out for some of them. And then I know while we've got Leif on the phone, who's also a DFAT promoter, there's a DFAT show coming up we're going to talk about, and then there's a new DFAT promoter in the family that I kind of want to give a shout out to. So just real quick rundown, if you guys want to go to a show, planning to go to a show, feel like you're ready, just haven't picked a show, here are some options for you. July 30th, NAMBF, it's the 2016 Loveland Naturals in Loveland, Colorado. August 6th, NAMBF Oklahoma City Classic in Oklahoma. August 13th, the 2016 BFAC Windy City Naturals in Chicago, and we're going to come back to that one. August 20th, NGA Western Kentucky Natural in Owensboro, Kentucky. The 27th of August, NAMBF Falls Classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. October 1st, we've got the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem. Whoa, how could I forget that one and have Leif on the show? And then October 8th, we have NAMBF Greater Omaha Natural Championships in Omaha, Nebraska. All natural shows, different organizations, but great promoters, folks. So check those out. And if I was talking too fast, hey, check us out in the archives. Listen to the show again and just keep hitting rewind. So August 13th, coming up, 2016 DFAC Windy City Naturals. Leif?
Yes.
I know that's Brian McCabe's show, but what can you tell us? A little bit of insights for that one.
All right, so Brian McCabe, you know, we talk about good coaches. He's definitely a great coach with Team Body Sculpt. Not only a great coach, but a great professional bodybuilder. Great promoter, which, you know, this will be his first DFAC show, but I'm telling you, this is a show to see. This is a show to see. I mean, it is going to be the show. Up to date, mark my words, pinnacle of natural bodybuilding. Do not miss this show.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
So, you know, in addition to being a great, you know, promoter, great coach, great bodybuilder yourself, He is a father to be. So it's he has a lot of his plate,
oh, yeah,
but you know, he's taking this in stride. So great man, great bodybuilder, great promoter. So it's August 13th right in downtown Chicago. I know there's been other shows that have been in the Chicagoland area. Some great shows. The Windy City Naturals bringing it to a whole other level. He has over $16,000 in prize money. Over $16,000 guaranteed payouts. So this isn't, you see it all the time, posters up to X amount of dollars. No, this is $16,000.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He is paying out. He has pro bodybuilding, pro figure, pro athletic, pro women's athletic, and pro bikini. For the bodybuilding, figure, and athletic, we recognize all pro cards. So if you're a natural pro from any federation, we welcome you to compete in the Windy City Naturals. For bikini, this was actually a late addition to the lineup. He is offering $1,000 winner take all. So
nice.
This is only open to the DFAC bikini bikini pros. So if you, I don't care where you are from coast to coast, from New York to California, if you are a DFAC bikini pro, come compete at the Windy City Naturals. $1,000 winner take all. Great hardware. The venue is absolutely breathtaking. Absolutely spectacular. And then, of course, the stage, you know, it's a DFAC show. I think that speaks for itself. Brian's first experience with the DFAC was actually up at the Minnesota Mayhem. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that we instilled what we expect from those shows. You know, that's kind of that, the Mayhem set the bar for him. And I love to see it, but he accepted the challenge. And I think he's out to set the bar even higher. Which, you know,
uh-oh.
I welcome that. So I am, as a fan myself, I actually will be on the judging panel, but as a fan, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see this. I'm counting down the days. So we got about, I think, 10 days and a peak week here. So I'm pumped. I hope to see everybody there, including Kaylin and Desiree. I hope to see you guys there, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, Kaylin, do you have your futon ready? Because I'm coming. I mean the futon and the extra pillow and blanket. I'll be there. I'm ready to crash.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Okay, so if this show is going to be that spectacular, then I'm totally anticipating that Minnesota Mayhem in Duluth, October 1st, is going to be even more spectacular. I'm fully anticipating fireworks, smoke. Something to happen.
So I hope you guys have me back on the show in the very near future. The Mayhem, we got some big announcements coming up. We're going big. You know, that should be, honestly, that should be a given. But we're likely going to be making some changes that at the end of the day, this is going to make the athlete experience even better. Kaylin, from the beginning, you knew my mission for this wasn't to have a show.
Yes, it
you know, it wasn't even to have the show. My mission was to change the game. You know, so some of these things that we're going to be doing moving forward with Mayhem, I got my eye on the prize. I want to change the game for the better. You know, I want to put natural bodybuilding on the map, and we are aligning with individuals that are helping make that happen. So I am so blessed, so fortunate to have such an awesome lineup of like-minded, like-hearted individuals, all a part of this bigger picture. So the Mayhem, whole nother level. So I can't wait.
Awesome, exciting. And you are attracting even more people to the DFAC family. I know that Jack Halverson, who is a natural competitor, I love Jack because he is an outstanding performer, and he's in the 50-plus arena. So much props to him for the grind he puts on day in and day out. But he's also jumped on the DFAC board, and he's joining the promoter ranks. And looks like he's going to have a show in Peoria, Illinois, 2017, possibly July. Working out the details for the venue, so don't have a solid date quite yet, but he's going to be another one to watch and another opportunity coming to the Illinois area.
Oh, wow.
Yep, the ageless wonder. The ageless wonder after, doing his thing on stage. He's ready to take that next step and start promoting shows. So I'm so excited to see what he'll bring to the table. I don't think anybody that knows Jack can deny that his heart and his love for this sport is unmatched. So definitely keep an eye out for that in 2017. But, yeah, we are – our fitness family is growing, which I absolutely love to see.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, the only thing left, Kaylin, is we got to get our tickets to head over the ocean and visit Vicky McCann. We got to get that going.
Yeah, how about it, right?
So, I know. He's giggling, but I am so for real. I'm so serious about this. I hope Vicky's got her futon ready. She's going to need an extra large futon for you and the smaller dorm room size futon for me. So, anyway, so, Leif, I just want to say thanks so much for being such a trooper and spending so much of your time over last week and this week talking about the topics that we have and sharing your knowledge and, you know, just giving hope and direction to folks out there who are maybe needing that. So, really appreciate you spending all that time with us.
No, it's an absolute honor, so thank you.
So until next time, because we definitely want to hear, I know I do because I'm nosy, so I definitely need to hear the big announcements coming up. So we will be calling you again soon, no doubt. Don't you worry.
Excellent.
All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks,
Leif. All right, take care, guys.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Exciting stuff coming up. Exciting stuff coming
yes,
up.
Yes, indeed.
So,
wow.
So in case you guys missed it, our Thursday show canceled due to some unforeseen circumstances that Kaylin is writing up in a blog. Yeah, he's writing up in a blog for us because Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk, we're finally getting our blog launched, people. So after talking about it for months and months, we're getting it done. So if you want to hear the details of what happened, because it really is on the level of bullying, I'm not going to go into detail here, but I was just kind of blown away about why we weren't able to have our guests and what happened. So be watching for our blog. But on Friday, we were able to join another P4P podcaster, Melinda Corsino. I'm sorry, Melinda, I always pronounce your name wrong. But which was a lot of fun because we also had the other P4P podcaster, David the Hound Lidget, on with us, and just
a lot of fun
celebrating Melinda's 1-year anniversary of her podcast, just like we celebrated earlier this year. So, again, go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can look for Melinda's Fit Talk. Check out her archives if you want to hear that show. Fantastic past guest called in. In fact, one little guy, 10 years old, what was his program, Kaylin? Kettlebell for Kids? Kettlebell for Kids?
Yes.
He's out there raising money. Yes. Yes. For homeless. Or kettlebells for the homeless. But maybe I'm getting the kids because he's just a kid. And he's raised like $5,000 so far. Amazing little guy. Just called in, gave his update, stole my heart. So we'll be sharing his details in our blog as well. So a lot of good information. Background stuff that we're not necessarily always able to keep up with on the podcast itself, but that we want to share. So be checking it out. Master Kaylin, what else do you have on your mind?
Well, I want people to understand about what we're referring when we talk about bro science and gimmicks. There's no fast way to good health. It's a lifetime of learning. And if you're not in it for the long haul, then you're basically just setting yourself up for failure. And that's in anything you do. And, you know, Dez is putting on people that are just amazing. I've been having people on the show that are amazing, and we've reached out to people together to get a real insight of what you're getting into, because we want this sport to grow because it means good health will grow with it. So it's not like we're not getting a payout from what we're asking you to do, because it is two-sided, and we do want your health to improve, but we also want the sport to improve because of your improved health. So it's not like we're doing it with a scheme that's undertow or anything, you know, malicious. This is all done so everybody improves,
not just one side or one entity. All of us improve. And basically, that's the Christian walk in a nutshell. And if you don't if you don't see the similarities, then you don't really understand Christ.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better. So, guys, thanks for sticking with us. We hope to take to heart the things that we share. It's always in your best interest. P4P is our sponsor. We love P4P products, but that's about as far as it goes. There is no hidden agenda to what it is that we're doing, and we're grateful to our sponsors for allowing us to have that freedom to represent our guests and the topics the way that they should be represented, and that's just for the informational value that they bring, pure and simple. So hopefully you've been enjoying it. We've been enjoying you. Check in with us on Thursday. I'm looking forward to knowing what's going to happen on Thursday just as much as you are, but I guarantee you it will be good. It will be good. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and P2P Real Talk.
Oh, wait.
I gotta get it in before my tag.
I forgot. I got something in the mail.
What did you get?
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yeah.
I hear it. What is it?
It's a DVD. It's a DVD.
It's a DVD. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not. I have not opened it. I'm going to take it to the gym with me and open it up and let everybody see what I'm going to see for the first time. And I'm just really excited because, you know, I think when we first got into this, things like this didn't exist before P4P started putting it out there. It was just either some big-name magazine with a photo shoot of an enhanced individual or nothing. And now we have actual athletes that are basically becoming front, stage, and center. And I'm really excited, and I was blessed to be a part of it. So, you know, the All Shucks is on point. Now we got DVD coming out that are on point, and we've got basically a talk show with Dez and Kaylin and Melinda and David that are on point because, you know, I was looking at 8,000 listeners. That's not something good. That's not a small cup of tea. So,
no,
you know,
sure
the thing, yeah, the natural community is growing, and we thank God for you, and we really appreciate, you know, the people that do tune in on a regular basis. But we also want you to know that we're steadily striving to improve, just like we're asking you to do the same. So it's not one-sided. Now, I'll say this 1,000 times over. It's never just us asking of you. It'll always be us asking of each other, and hopefully all of us improve as we do that.
Yes, yes. And for those of you who aren't sure what DVD Kaylin is talking about, he's talking about The Freak Show starring Martin Daniels and ours truly, Kaylin O'Patterson of the Celtic Clan, O'Patterson.
Yes. No, you
but
didn't.
I did. It's done. It's no need to even go there. It's done. You can check it out. You can order. We'll have information on Midwest Muscle as well. And one more thing to put in the blog, Kaylin, write that down. This blog is going to be off the hook, guys. It's not going to be your normal blog. Trust me. So keep your eyes open for that. And as I was beginning to say, your body is a temple. So let's build it.
Make a doodle.